It's time for our monthly catch-up with Living Paintings. And to tell us what's new and to find out a bit more about the charity, we have with us, as always, Em Barber. Hello, Em.
Hi.
And how are we?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. What we'll do first of all, just remind people a little bit about Living Paintings, Em, and what you guys do.
Yeah, we are a free tactile and audiobook library service. We adapt books for visually impaired people across the UK. We have all sorts of ranges for children, adults, teenagers, education resources, and we're on here today ready to spread the word.
And it's all free.
Yes, all free, completely free. No costs, no charges at all.
So something for all ages, all tastes, even your online stuff as well. Now, I know you want to chat a little bit just briefly about your membership and about some of the online clubs as well.
Yeah, so last year we were celebrating our 10,000 library members and it was a really, really big achievement for us. And today we have over 12,500 library members.
Wow.
Which is huge. It's really, really important to us that, you know, we're spreading the word and it's working. And, you know, we're so proud that so many people are now borrowing our books. And we've also got 240 Touch to See book clubs across the UK now as well, since Maria, our book club officer, started, which is also fantastic because it's bringing people together in the community and enjoying reading in groups and forming friendships and ending isolation. And it's just fantastic news for us to tell everyone.
So although people can have, you know, items sent themselves to their own home, they can read at their own pace, they can set up or join a group in their area.
Yeah, and also you can get books sent to your school or your college or university. They follow, you know, a lot of the things that are going on in the national curriculum, so, you know, a lot of teachers and carers are using them. So they cater to all needs and they can be used in all environments, which is fantastic.
All right, what about some new book releases?
Okay, so we have two new books out. We have one for adults called Woman in Art. It's a great read, so I suggest, you know, borrow the book, or if you're not a library member, obviously join the library. And we also have Mad About Mini Beasts adaptation for children, which is a really, really sweet picture book with lots of raised images of creepy crawlies and insects and to help you learn about what's out there in Mother Nature.
Creepy crawlies.
Yes.
You never kind of think about, you know, I always think, you know, when you're talking to kids about spiders or things like that, you know, kids who perhaps have been born blind will never know what one looks like until they get their hands literally on these touchy-feely books.
That's what's so important for us. It's, you know, trying to create visual memories. We've had library members, you know, have never seen what a cloud looks like. So when they borrow Weather in Art, they know what a cloud looks like. And I think that's really important for us to try and achieve, is to be able to enable people to know what, you know, their peers or the children in the classroom are talking about, or their friends or brothers and sisters are talking about. It's a great way of being able to include people in conversation.
And as well as the books, which people can physically get their hands on, there's lots of online hubs as well. Are they growing?
Yes, by the month. We have so many discovery hubs now. I think we have about 12, from anything from fashion, science, history, architecture, everything, all things British, music. And it's an online hub that's completely accessible, that has YouTube videos, sound bites, exclusive interviews, blogs, music playlists, fun things to do, great places to go. It's a fantastic online hub. If you've enjoyed reading, for example, our Fashion Now Touch to See book, you can then follow on from that book and enjoy our weekly updates that are on the Discovery Hub. And we actually have two new Discovery Hubs that we've just launched recently. We have, for teenagers, Create Contemporary Art. It's our online destination for visually impaired people of all ages who absolutely love art. It's fantastic. There's all sorts of things on there already. And we have Go Wild. It's a fun-filled discovery hub for young explorers who love all things about nature and wildlife. So they're two really great hubs.
Great stuff. Actually, just going back to the books, I know we spoke about this a little while ago, but I thought a really good one, a topical one, was about space and the International Space Station, because you can actually get your hands on the space station to feel what it looks like. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
All this is really down to donations. Living Paintings is a charity. And you've even had a couple of guys in, was it the London Marathon?
Yes, we did. We had Mark Muffer and Kerry Bennett, who kindly ran for us. They did fantastic. I think they raised so far around £5,000 together. And, you know, they really hit some barriers and boundaries, and we're very, very proud of them and very, very happy for them to be able to, you know, achieve their goals and their targets and more. And obviously, anyone that would love to donate or fundraise for us, you're more than welcome to give us a call.
Well done to them. It's a great amount.
Yeah.
Just finally then, Em, on the contact theme, as you started there, if people want to find out more about Living Paintings, get involved, maybe receive some of the items in the post, join the clubs or fundraise, how do they get in touch?
So call us on 01635 299771. That's if you need any more information or you want to be able to talk to our fundraising team about thinking of fun ways to fundraise for us, or even if you just want to know what books we have out, you know, in the library, or if you need some help working yourself around the website, we're more than happy to help. Honestly, please just give us a call. And our website is www.livingpaintings.org. And visit us on Twitter and Facebook at Living Paintings.
And we'll catch up again next month in June. But for the moment, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having us, as always.